Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at NIPSCO.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Joining us again here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, and one of my favorite bands, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Saw them one time in concert at that old, they ripped it down, the old Star Theater.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I watched them there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Poplar
they
Creek.
They jammed. I mean, these guys were old, and they're jumping up and down and blowing the horns, and I was just clapping and dancing. I was out of breath, and these guys were just going all night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they do a good show. I saw them a couple times at Ravinia and at United Center and probably other places I can't even remember.
They're a great band.
I know. I remember those two shows. They were awesome. They played with Chicago.
Yeah. I saw Chicago. Chicago's good, too.
They were great.
So
yeah,
what's going on,
yeah,
Sharon?
Oh, you know.
What's going on in
Happy
the community?
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest Portage. One-day festival being held tomorrow. 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Founders Square in Portage. 6,300 Founders Square in Portage. Food trucks and restaurants from the region. They go to Bacon Fest to showcase their best bacon option. Every food vendor is required to have some type of bacon at the fest. I've never been to this thing, and I just got this news release from someone. So how people get my email address, I don't know how they get it. It's crazy.
Because you're a superstar.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, they just want me to talk about their stuff.
Well,
but
I'm going to go there with some bacon bits. I'm going with some bacon bits.
I think you should.
And I'm going to sell avolemono soup.
Whatever you just said, that sounds good. Okay, what is avolemono soup?
Lemon rice.
Is that okay?
The only soup
like
that's sold in the region and nowhere else in the world except for Greece.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love lemon rice soup.
I know. I brought it in a few times.
You're going to bring it in for me on Tuesday.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do it. When it gets cold, I'll bring some more in.
That's awesome.
So tonight's game night, too.
Yeah.
So
oh, yes.
Tommy and Wayne are going to be on. They start at 6 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They start on 89.1 FM right here on the dial here.
Yes.
The blowtorch, as we say.
Yes.
Where all
absolutely.
The seagulls go on. Then after that, they're on TV.
Yes.
At, what, 10:30? And they I watch it every time.
Oh, that's good.
I get into watching the high school sports, especially all the replays and seeing those big guys from Merrillville. I mean, these huge monsters that Merrillville has. And tonight the big game is going to be Valparaiso, which our guest is from Valparaiso, the restaurant, the
mm-hmm.
Radius,
mm-hmm.
and Michigan City.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So,
very
you know,
cool. Very exciting night then.
It's going to be a good night. You know, and it's probably going to be a nice night outside. It's kind
uh-huh.
of mild. It's not too cold. It's a little hot, but not too bad. The kitchen's a lot cooler now.
Oh, has it been? Because
yeah.
it was. I know we had a couple hot days this week.
Well, we hated
it. Was like 90.
We hated it. I was telling all the cooks it's going to get cooler, and then they were throwing knives at me saying
because
that
they
I'm
said
a liar.
You lied.
Lying to me. Yeah.
Not true.
I said it's cooler in the cooler.
Hang in there. It'll
yeah.
get better.
So we need to take a trip.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go to Valparaiso.
Let's wait a minute.
How are we going to get there? Oh, we got the train car.
Wow.
Did you buy our tickets?
Tickets?
Sharon, you're going to get us in trouble again.
I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving. So this way we get on
I
the
got
trolley
your back.
Free?
Yeah.
So how long does it take to get to the radius from the radio station here?
I don't know. Maybe, well, we'll just do a shortcut.
We're going to do a shortcut?
Total shortcut. I got this mastered.
Well, don't I have a brake thing that I can just brake so we don't bypass the place?
Maybe.
Because I am hungry.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to set you up. Oh. There we go.
All right.
There's
did you
brake.
Stick your foot out like Fred Flintstone and stop
I
us?
I did.
I thought so. Watch your shoes. You got to watch those flip-flops.
Flip-flops, yeah, they don't go too well with this vehicle.
So, you know what we got on this week? We got the Radius. From Valparaiso.
Here we go.
I don't think Chris is going to throw us a burger. He wants us to stop and come in and visit.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. Yeah. I know. So we got the radius on from Valparaiso.
If I was a restaurant owner, I would not want them to drive a cable car through it or too close to it.
No. Okay. I'll get off here and I'll just walk up.
Okay.
So we're here at Valparaiso.
Awesome.
On 89.1 FM.
Yeah.
Lakeshore Public Radio. And we want people to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And Chris has gift cards to the Radius. So you get a chance to experience the restaurant on his dime.
That's awesome. That's always great.
Let's introduce them. We got the people from the Radius here. We got Alyssa, which is Chris's daughter. We got Kathy, which is Chris's mother. And we have the big dog, Chris, in the big seat over here.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're fine.
You're fine?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, they brought in all this food and it's already gone. But people can see it on our, Facebook?
Facebook page. Facebook, yeah.
Or they can go on our website.
That posted, yeah,
and
absolutely.
And see all the delicious food that Chris brought in.
Absolutely.
Which it's all gone already.
Definitely go to the Facebook page, yeah, Lakeshore Public Radio.
So, you know, we're going to start off down the line. We're going to start with Alyssa. Alyssa, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
So, say something about yourself.
I go to Crown Point High School.
What year are you?
Sophomore.
So, you're 1 year younger than my son, Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you ever like push him in the hall and tell him get out of the way, that you little squirt? No.
No.
No. No. What's your major there? What do you think you're going to do after you get out of high school?
Not sure yet.
Nope. But right now you work with your father?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you help out?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sort of like my daughter, sometimes she helps out too.
Depends.
It depends.
If that's what you call it.
Yeah. Kathy's Chris's mother. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm retired from St. Margaret Mercy Hospital in Dyer, and now that I'm retired, I spend most of my time with my grandkids, but I kind of bug Chris and go visit him at Radius.
At the Radius?
Mm-hmm.
Does he treat you right? Does he at least give you an employee discount on your food?
No, he charges me double.
And we have Chris, the owner and operator of the Radius. How you doing, Chris?
Good. I'm doing good today.
Tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Chris Pavlou, and I've had about 13 restaurants. I opened up Radius about 3 years ago. My anniversary is, September 19th of this month will be 3 years.
Oh, wow,
congratulations.
Yes. And that's a good breaking point. If you last 2 to 3 years, you're pretty much golden.
Right.
I love what I do. When I see customers enjoying my food and they're enjoying the atmosphere, it makes me more motivated to come up with new ideas, to come up with a different menu type items.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever do anything different than work in a restaurant? Did you have a prior life to restaurants?
Yes.
And I think I kind of know this answer, but go ahead. Tell us.
Was in the imported food business with my father and my mother. He started it about, 55 years ago?
Oh, I used to go there when I was a little kid.
Yep.
He had a place down in Glen Park. Yeah, I used to go there all the time.
What was the place?
Olympic Foods.
Olympic Foods.
Oh, okay.
And there still is Olympic Foods.
Yep.
And we're going to bring Chris on again closer to the holidays to talk about some imported foods and holiday items.
Yeah. So you're a chef, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Self-taught.
Oh, wow.
That's
all right.
Number one, I'm self-taught.
Self-taught.
Well, I mean, by watching my mother and my grandmother cook all the time, it was more comfort, it just gave me some good ideas, and I just started, being in the food business, I love what I do.
Come up
with good ideas.
Well, like you said, self-taught, Sharon.
And one thing I was curious about, you said the 3 years is the mark, whether it's kind of a positive or negative indicator whether you're going to last or not. Why is that? Why is it 3 years
I don't
mark?
Know. Like with my restaurant, it was the same thing. Once I hit 3 years, it was like a steady pace. You kind of get a steady crowd. You kind of get an idea when your rushes are going to be. You can look back on previous years, and that gives you an indication how busy you're going to be that day and things like that. It's still surprising. I mean, you still have surprises.
Absolutely. This past Saturday we had the Popcorn Fest. It was one of the busiest days in my 3 year history being there. It was great. It's great. Seeing new customers, seeing new people, enjoying my food, enjoying the atmosphere that I built over there. Plus, I also, I got to give a shout out to my team over there. My team over there, between my cooks, my chefs, my manager, my servers, bartenders, everybody out there, I have a great team. I'm very lucky to have a team like that.
Well, we're talking about the team. Kathy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the atmosphere? How does it feel like when you walk in there? And before you do that, folks, you need to call in 769-9577. That is 769-9577. Give Chris or any of these people here a question or something like that. We'll answer your question you want, and Chris will send you out a gift card to the Radius out of Valparaiso. So give us an idea what the atmosphere is like then.
Well, try to picture the red carpet.
Okay.
People walking on the red carpet. That's the kind of treatment you get when you go into Radius. It's an upscale. It's warm. It's welcoming. Everyone's friendly. They do their best to serve the customers there. And they always do their best to satisfy the customers. And it's just, it's just like one big family. It's this warm, friendly atmosphere.
I know, Chris, when I went there, I liked the bar back. Mm-hmm. I think the bar, the decor, maybe because I'm a guy and I like earth tones, mm-hmm. but I thought the decor in there was just terrific. I mean, who picked
it?
You did it.
I designed everything.
So you're a designer, too.
Yeah. Like, I designed my food. I designed the place. I wanted to make it fun and a great atmosphere. Number one is, you know, you got to give people great service.
Mm-hmm.
The service is number one. Number two is great food. And then number three is great prices. You have those three things, you're going to be well. You're mm-hmm. going to do well in the business. If you're missing one, it's going to be a little struggle. If you're missing two, might as
you're
close
done.
The door, close
yeah.
the door.
And service is, you know, people always think about the cooks. Service is number one.
Yes.
If you don't have good service, it doesn't matter. The food could be terrific, but if you don't have the service,
they're not going to come back.
If the food, something, you know, things happen. If something happens and you have bad service, it doesn't help anything. You got to have the service to cover the food sometimes.
Yep.
Who do we got on the phone?
Yeah, Linda from Hobart's.
Linda, how are you?
Hi.
How are you been?
Oh, pretty good. I'm listening to the station, and I thought I'd call in.
Okay. Have you ever been to the Radius?
Yes, I have.
And what do you like about it?
It's great. Great menu. I've never had problems with the servers. It's very good.
And what's your to-go item?
Go item?
No, what item do you usually pick when you go there and eat?
Okay, the chicken, margarita chicken. I usually get that. And I love his appetizers that he has there. Sometimes I take the appetizers to go. My favorite drink is the Bloody Mary.
You know, I seen a picture of the Bloody Mary. It's not just a drink, is it? It's also a meal.
Yes.
It's a meal. That's why I take my carry out.
Do you have a question for Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, let's be nice now.
Oh, I'm nice. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, I'm doing great.
Okay, well, I'm going to be coming by your restaurant one day real soon here.
Okay, great. Can't wait to see you.
You got a question for him?
No, not really, because every time... I mean, his place is always so good. I don't have anything to ask or request because he's always so good.
Well, Chris is going to send you out a gift card to the Radius.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good day.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Linda.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Hey, we're back, and remember, just like what Sharon just said, call in 769-9577 and get a gift card to the Radius out of Valparaiso. It's a unique place. It's upscaled. We had their food here. Everything here was delicious, and they also have a great bar with great cocktails, and if you go get the Bloody Mary, you probably don't have to order anything off the menu because you just eat all the garnishes off the top.
I got three different sizes, too, so it depends if you're really hungry. Or you just want a nice little cocktail as a Bloody Mary.
So, Chris, Radius, how did you come up with the name?
Actually,
it's a clever name, but go ahead.
It's a great name. I'm going to give credit to my daughter and my wife, Tina.
Okay.
We were trying to figure out a name because originally I wanted to call it Jersey 25. But
I like Radius better.
Yeah. So changed the name to that. And what I was thinking when my wife and my daughter gave me the list of names, Radius just popped out to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking because, you know, we're in the downtown area of Valparaiso. Mm-hmm. So with Radius, we're in the center of Valparaiso. So it just all worked together. And my burgers being round, Radius mm-hmm. just fit really well.
So Alyssa, since you're the one of the inspiring people on the name there, it wasn't like an epiphany probably. Why'd you come up with Radius or a suggestion for it to be Radius?
Me and my mom were just kind of talking and we were thinking of different names that we like that would pop to us that we haven't heard of before, and that was on our list.
So yeah. Chris, did you have the final say so on the name?
Oh, of course.
Of course. So let me ask you this. Who helps to create the menu? Do you have other people that are involved in creating the menu?
No, just me.
Wow.
You're like I do everything from scratch. I do have my head chef over there, Luis.
Mm-hmm.
He's been with me about 12 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, he gives me some ideas, and then, you know, we'll work with it. But mainly it's my ideas, and then he'll help me put it together.
Now, names for items? You come up with all the names?
All the names.
Boy.
Yeah. See,
so you got a thesaurus, right?
Yeah, I try to. That's why we got Google.
You know what? In the old day, it was a thesaurus. Yeah. Now it's Google, isn't it?
Exactly.
Who do we got on the line there,
yeah,
Sharon?
Jennifer from Westville.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Nice to hear from you. You got a question for our folks here?
I do. So my husband doesn't drink very often, but he loves Bloody Marys. So I just had to know, like, what's in your Bloody Marys that makes it so good?
There you go, Chris.
Well, we have our own. It's a mixture that we came up with. I didn't want it to be so tomato-y.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to point out that if you don't want the alcohol in your Bloody Mary, we could do a virgin Bloody Mary with all the toppings and everything with it as well.
No, it's more fun to have it in there for him.
For sure.
So, Chris, tell her what's on the. You know, Jennifer. I mean, when you got to go online, they have it on their Facebook. You'll see the Bloody
okay.
Mary. It's really impressive. Chris, tell her what the garnish is like.
Okay.
This is the kicker right here, yeah. Jennifer.
I'll give you the 32-ouncer.
Well, you know what? The whole thing, if she brings in her own baguette, she'd probably make her own sandwich out of it.
Absolutely,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Jennifer, so what? Tell Jennifer what's on that Bloody Mary.
Well, on the 32-ounce, we have a full half-pound prime burger. We put an onion ring. Our skewer stick has salami, cheese, olives. And we even put a Slim Jim in there. We put bacon. Shrimp, so much. And then
wow.
we do a chicken. We actually have a chicken roll too that we put on there. So we just give it you're not gonna leave hungry.
No.
So you get a 2-for-1. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
you get the food and plus the Bloody Mary.
Yep.
3-for-1 and a buzz.
Yeah.
All in one.
Yes. Yes.
Jennifer, you like Bloody Marys?
I don't, but my husband does, and it's his birthday this weekend. So.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, Chris is going to send out a gift card, or the station is, but it won't get there by this weekend.
What's
I'm
your
sorry.
Husband's name?
Alex Gilger.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday.
I guarantee you, you're going to love it. And if you don't like it, we'll make you something that you will like.
Jennifer, have you ever been to the Radius?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm excited to try it, though, now.
We'll be sending you out a gift card. You'll probably get it in about a week from now, okay?
That sounds great.
You know
thank
what?
You so much.
Also, don't forget to call in again, okay?
I won't. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Who else we got, Sharon?
Okay. Let me get them on the phone.
Oh, we got to get the other person on the phone.
It's Shay.
Shay. How are you, Shay?
From Valpo.
Hi. Very good. Good. I had a question. I was just checking to see if you had any gluten-free buns or items to go with the burgers and all that kind of good stuff.
Actually, I am working on that. The
awesome.
Gluten-free buns are, you know, they're very, very high-priced right now. But
uh-huh.
what I've been doing is I have a new keto menu as well. So it's actually
okay.
gluten-free. I have a keto Italian beef. I also have a keto burger. So and a
awesome.
keto barbecue pork. So all that is actually gluten-free as well.
Yeah, I don't do it just to, like, for diet. I have celiac disease, so it's, like, real important that it's, like, all gluten. But, I mean, I've been to places and had lettuce as the bun and stuff that's really good, too. But yes. I always call and question. It's something I look forward to if they do have, like, a gluten-free bun.
When I first opened, actually, somebody came in, and I didn't have anything gluten-free. But what I did do is I made something just on the spot for them, so you know, they'd be awesome. Satisfied. So I put something together and they loved it. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'm here for the customers, for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I love what I do. And I also do have a gluten-free pasta.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So but I'm working on the bun, but at least I have something gluten-free as well.
Shay, have you ever been to the Radius?
No, I haven't. That's why I called. With having celiac, there's not so many options for me. You know, got to always make sure they're gluten-free. So when I heard you on the radio, I thought, I'll call in and see if they have it, you know.
Well,
good to talk right straight to the person.
Before you go, Chris, give everyone your address out there.
Our address is 15 East Lincoln Way. We're right in the downtown square, the historic district of Valparaiso.
I just passed it today.
Okay. Right across the street from the old courthouse.
Well, when you get the gift card from Chris, you're not going to pass it. You got to stop in and get some gluten-free pasta.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Shay, for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Folks, it was that easy, just like Shay. Call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call here at 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, and get a gift card from the Radius out of Valparaiso. It's a place you need to visit. It's right in downtown area, kind of a historical area, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and Chris redid the whole place inside. It's beautiful. I love the pictures of the bar backs. I mean, you do have a lot of girls on the bar, too. I mean, there's some more eye candy. But other than that, it's a beautiful place.
Yes.
It is.
Thank you.
Describe your menu.
Okay. Well, like I said, the whole menu is something I just came up with by myself. One of my top appetizers is a sweet and spicy cauliflower, which is one of my top sellers, as well as my...
I had that.
Yes.
And you know what? When I ate it, it had a little crunch. So you caramelized the cauliflower?
Yeah, it's a little something like that.
Something. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the sauce we make is of course, homemade. Something I just came up with, and I just keep playing with foods until I see that it's perfected. My mac and cheese hush puppies, too. It's my number one selling.
So when you created this menu, what were you going for? Were you going for the burger person? Were you going for someone that's upscale? Were you going for the, you know, the sports bar theme? What were you kind of shooting for?
You know, I wanted to attract everybody. So, okay, my main things are a burger.
Okay.
The burger is the all-American number one food in America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a great burger, everyone loves a great burger.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started thinking about different kinds of appetizers that could go along with it, you know, of a contrast type deal. A lot of my items on my menu, you can't find anywhere, especially and especially my burgers. Actually, I brought in today one of the Redenbacher.
Mm-hmm.
The Redenbacher. The reason why I named it the Redenbacher is because of Orville Redenbacher.
Right. The popcorn dude.
Yeah. So I mean, I wanted to give some you know, kudos to, you know, Orville Redenbacher for, you know.
Well, you know, I think he's the guy that, because of the Popcorn Fest. I mean, the university, too.
Yeah.
That's what's made Valpo the booming place that it is. It's the restaurant haven right now.
And that's why I chose to go out there.
Is that why you picked Valpo?
Yes. I wanted to broaden my horizons, so to say, and just give – I want everybody to enjoy the food that I created and, you know, just go – I'm in Crown Point. I'm in Hebron. I'm in Valparaiso.
Mm-hmm.
So I love being out there. The people have been great to me, welcomed me greatly, and they're happy. If they leave happy and full and satisfied, I did my job.
You sleep at night pretty well, don't you, at that point?
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking of new ideas.
Yeah, yeah. You're always thinking. Sharon, we got somebody on the line there?
Yes, we do.
They're lining up.
Young Andy from Portage.
Andy, how are you?
Hi.
How's things going?
Good.
So what do you got? You got a question for us?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11. Well, you know what? You can't go to the other side of the restaurant. You are kid friendly though, right?
Oh yeah, very, very much. Yeah.
Because I've seen some stuff where you have a bunch of kids in there eating.
They just can't sit at the bar.
They just can't sit at the bar. So Andy, you cannot sit at the bar. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. You can order a kiddie cocktail, but you cannot sit at the bar. So you got a question for us?
Yeah.
What is it?
My question was, what type of sauce do you use for the sesame seed wings?
Is that what you brought?
No.
Okay.
Actually, yes. That sauce is the same sauce as on my cauliflower.
Okay.
But then what I do is it's called, sweet and spicy wings. We do Wing Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that sauce. I actually call it sesame because somebody, one of my friends, their wives, said, try this. I want to try that sesame sauce, that sweet and spicy sauce, and then put some toasted sesame seeds on it, and it's been a hit ever since.
So, have you been to the restaurant?
Yes.
And what's your item that you like to order?
I kind of change it up, really.
Oh, really?
I usually get like onion rings, and sometimes I'll get maybe a burger. Maybe I'll get like a something with chicken. I'll change it up every once in a while.
I tell you what, I think you got big flavors there, don't you? You like bold flavors?
Yeah.
You do. Well, Chris is going to send you out a coupon, or actually it's a gift card, so you can go visit the Radius again with your parents. I don't want you driving.
Yeah.
And this gives you a chance to try something different. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay.
Great, Andy. Can't wait to see you.
Andy, thanks for listening, okay?
Thanks,
You're
bud.
Welcome.
Who else we got there, Sharon?
No, that's it.
That's
so
it?
Far. Yeah.
Okay. Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577, and call in and get a gift card from the Radius out of Valparaiso. It's downtown Valparaiso, and it's a beautiful place to visit, upscale food, great bar, great cocktails, great Bloody Marys.
And 11-year-olds cannot sit at the bar.
They cannot sit at the bar. So what's your signature item, would you say?
Well, it's my burgers.
Your burgers.
My signature burgers.
How large are you? They're all half-pounders.
All half-pounders.
So what kind of grind do you use?
It's all chuck. It's 77-23.
Okay.
So I like a little bit more fat into it because that's where the juice comes from.
You know,
the flavor.
I want to agree with you on that because my mother, she's always want to be healthy. She likes to make burgers out of chuck, round. Things that are they have no fat because she's always looking at the fat. But that's the one thing
that's
I cheat
flavor.
On.
Yeah.
You got to have fat on your burger.
Yes.
If you don't have the fat on the burger, it doesn't taste good.
No. Yeah. When you bite into my burger, I want that grease to fall down your arms because that's
you got bibs there.
Yeah. We could arrange that. We could definitely arrange that.
Alyssa, what's your favorite thing to eat there?
The salad.
The salad.
Chicken salad, yeah.
Yes. How about you, Kathy? What do you go for?
Okay, you're going to think I'm being partial here, but I mean, I like everything on that. But my favorite, I have three favorites. The sweet and spicy cauliflower.
Uh-huh. I like that. I tried that. That was very good.
Very good. And sometimes what I do is I can't eat it all, so I take it home and I make some rice and I mix it in, chop up some chicken, and I have another meal. Then I also like the chicken with pita.
Oh, chicken pita. That's
my Greek chicken plate.
I love that. Uh-huh. And, of course, the macaroni and cheese hush puppies and his burger.
Now, Chris, do you make those macaroni and cheese hush puppies?
Yeah, from hand. Yeah.
From hand.
Oh, yeah.
So, real quick, give us an overview of what things you make from scratch. You do your potatoes?
No.
You know what, though?
I would love to.
But it tears up your grease, and it is a lot of work.
I don't have the space.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean,
you got a basement in that place?
Yeah, I have a basement.
You got ghosts?
Yeah, yeah.
You do have ghosts. Everybody I talk to in Valpo that are in those old buildings.
Mr. Work is over there. So I say hi to him every morning. He doesn't bother me. He doesn't bother anybody. So.
You just got your evil eye on. That's why. You got your Monty hanging from you to ward off all those evil spirits there. What I wanted to get to is like the buns. You have different buns. What are the different buns you use?
Well, the main one is the brioche bun.
Okay.
Okay, it holds up good. It doesn't fall apart when you eat a burger. We toast it. We put butter on it. We toast it. Again, more flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Second, we have an Asiago peppered bun.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's what's on the Redenbacher.
Uh-huh.
And we have the German pretzel bun.
Okay.
So that's nice and soft. Again, we toast it. It you know, it gives it that, mm-hmm. that could hold it together.
Yeah.
7-3. Yeah, and then what else do I have? Of course, I have my French roll for my Chicago-style Italian beef. That's one of my most popular items as well.
So get back to what you're making from scratch. You do all your sauces?
All our sauces.
Okay.
From our honey mustard, garlic aioli, chipotle sriracha aioli. The honey mustard is one of the best honey mustards.
How about that Alfredo sauce?
From scratch.
Really?
Yep.
So you and got
that,
guys
that
working.
I'm going to give kudos to Luis on that one because he makes it, and I never had to change it because I liked it. He would always, whenever he made something, he would always give it to me to try and tell me what I think. And then if I say, do this, do that, he'll do it. But when he made that Alfredo sauce, there was nothing for me to change on that one.
So we got a burger there that says, I'm all shook up. So you got an Elvis burger.
Yes.
What's on an Elvis burger?
That's a unique burger. And sometimes people, think, peanut butter on a burger.
Or bananas.
Yeah. It's just they get turned off. But once you try it, it's the best burger. And even if you add an egg to it, mm-hmm. it puts it over the top.
People like eggs on their burgers.
Yeah. I mean, what I put on it is peanut butter, and then I put some honey, and then I put my Applewood smoked bacon. It's a thick cut.
Yeah.
I love the bacon.
I saw that.
Yeah. So that bacon fest you were talking about.
You can go there now with that.
Sure. You know what? I tried eggs on my burger once. I didn't think I'd like it, and I really did.
Yeah. People like that.
Be surprised.
Yeah. We get a lot of people that want eggs on their burgers. Yeah. Who we got on the line there? We got them lined up.
Three people here. Nancy first from Hobart.
Nancy from Hobart. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
Oh, great. Today's a great day. It's nice outside. Got a little breeze. And you know what? There's going to be a lot of football tonight. So what's going on?
Okay. I was just calling because I got on, I started listening to the program a little bit later. And I don't know if Chris mentioned this, that one time, I don't know if you still sell it, Chris, but your French onion soup was really good.
Well,
and I don't know if it is still on your menu or not.
It's not on the menu, but now with the wintertime coming around, right. we're going to start doing more soups. That's one of our popular soups is the French onion, as well as our dill pickle soup.
Ooh.
Believe it or not, people ask for that.
That's original. I never heard of that.
That's totally original.
Yeah.
It's great. It's creamy. It doesn't, the pickles doesn't overpower it because of how we make it, but it's one of the best soups, and everybody asks for it all the time.
Now, have you visited, of course, you visit a radius. Do you go there often?
I try to get there as much as I can when I'm out in Valpo. But another thing, too, I talked about the hamburgers that Chris sells, which are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has one heck of a grilled, Chris, I think it's your grilled chicken?
Yep, the margarita chicken and bacon.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
We put a little tequila in that marinade.
Really?
So that's, if you walk away a little bit tipsy, then you know why.
You hear that, don't you?
Yeah.
So we're going to send you out a gift card so you can go get tipsy at the Radius out of Valparaiso.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Okay,
have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks, Nancy.
You too, bye-bye.
Who else we got, Sharon?
Let's see. Palmer is... Wait, let me see. Let me grab him. Okay, there he is. From Munster.
Palmer.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, pal? Just matter of fact, I found out you were on the air today. I ate lunch at Sandwich City today. So
oh,
good.
Great. Great. Good. I'm sure they
I
took care
what,
of
I've
you.
I've been to Radius many times. I always get their chicken noodle soups homemade. The sandwiches, you get a half sandwich soup. But the cost is unbelievable. And that half sandwich is like a whole sandwich.
That's at Sandwich City in Crown Point.
Yeah, and it's piled high. But the pulled pork at Radius, that's my favorite. Yeah.
How about the cocktails? Like you ever go in for the cocktails?
I have never been there. It's a little, I haven't been out to Valpo for dinner in a while, but I will get out there.
Okay, so Chris is going to send you a gift card to the Radius out of Valparaiso, downtown Valparaiso.
Yep.
And I'll give you a reason to get in there, and maybe you don't get something to drink. Maybe you get that Bloody Mary that has food with it already.
I know, I saw that, and Chris is a great guy to deal with.
I know that. I've known Chris for years.
Thank you, Palmer.
All right,
Thanks, Chris. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Okay.
No problem.
Who else we got?
We have Eric from Valpo.
Eric, how are you?
How are you all doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. We just filled up our bellies. The studio's full of aromas, and we have three great guests. Can't ask for much more. Got any?
I believe that.
Okay, you got any questions for us?
Yeah, no. We previously lived in Crown Point and were frequent at the JR Sandwich City, and then when we moved to Valpo, we tried Radius for the first time, and instantly, when you walked out, you recognized my family and came up to us, and we have been going to Radius frequently ever since. And one of the best things we like about it is the really good vegetarian option as far as with all your burgers, because sometimes that can be challenging to be able to get quality burgers, but with a vegetarian patty.
Well, let me ask you this. So you get, do you get the vegetarian wrap?
We almost always stick with the different burgers and using the vegetarian patty instead, and being able to have all of those great flavors with all of the variety of burgers that are offered.
Well, you know what? Chris has a vegetarian wrap, and it has beets in it, Chris? In your wrap? What's the wrap filled with?
The one at Sandwich City.
Oh.
I don't have one at...
See, we're getting everything crossed up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's another show.
But what
so you
I,
have more than one restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have three.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I feed the people.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you think so. Over there at Radius, what I do is I have a mushroom Swiss burger.
Okay.
But the burger, and then we do a we saute our portobello mushroom, like a big one, and we put that on the burger. Sometimes people don't want that burger, and we'll put extra
portobello
mushrooms.
Okay.
So you could actually have a mushroom burger, sort of say. Mm-hmm. But then we also have our veggie burger as well.
Now, Eric, you say you take your family in there?
Oh, yeah.
You got your kids and everything?
Got the two kids. They're there all the time. And our son loves the grilled cheese. He says it is the cheesiest grilled cheese he ever has. He, you know, so you definitely get high marks from a first grader.
That's awesome.
And our daughter is three, and she loves the macaroni.
So,
Eric, you cannot get enough of the mac and cheese.
So, Eric, what you're telling us is it's very family-friendly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what Chris is going to do, he's going to send you out a coupon or a gift card to The Radius out of Valparaiso, downtown Valparaiso, and you'll be seeing it in about a week or two.
I appreciate that. Y'all have a good day.
Eric, thank you. Thanks for the kind words.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Goodbye.
Now, the item that you make that you're espousing is your beef sandwich.
Yes.
Okay. Do you roast your own beef?
Yes.
Okay. Explain it a little bit.
Well, I mean, we do everything homemade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that gives it the personal touch. You know, we put it on a nice French bread. We melt the cheese. We give you an option of having sweet peppers, which we make in-house as well.
Wow.
And the hard jardinier, pepperoncinis. It's big. You know, you get almost a half a pound of beef on there. I don't skip out. I'm telling you, you're going to leave there full.
Now, when you do your beef, is it you pull it?
Yes.
Okay, so what kind of cut?
It's sliced. It's a slice.
You slice it. What cut do you use?
The inside round.
The inside round.
Yeah.
Sharon, we got another person online. They like you today.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Stephanie,
I love it.
Calling from Lowell.
Stephanie, how are you?
I am doing fine.
How's it out there in Lowell?
So much more comfortable today versus the last couple days.
I agree with you 100%. And who's Lowell playing tonight?
You know, I don't know because I paid attention to the first couple games. Some of my coworkers have sons playing on the team and all I heard is after the last game how beat up and bruised and banged up some of the boys were.
Well, you know what? If you tune into game night tonight at 6 o'clock, Tommy and Wayne will tell you exactly who Lowe's playing tonight. But for right now, let's talk to Chris from the Radius. You got a question for him?
Well, you've already covered a few of the questions I was going to ask because I was curious about the name, which now I know where the name came from. And I was going to ask, but I was listening more. This was not my main question, but how many eateries does Chris have in the area?
Chris, how many restaurants you have?
I got three.
Three. Want to tell everyone the names of them?
Sure. Sandwich City, which is in Crown Point, and it's attached to Olympic Imported Foods. So not only do we sell imported foods, but we have our gourmet sandwich shop. And all our sandwiches over there is actually named after the city of where they originated. Again, I created that menu as well. We have like 8 to 10 soups a day. Lemon rice, of course, chili, chicken noodle, and everything like that. And then my other restaurant is Pavs in Hebron. I've been there 9 years. It's right on Route 2.
Now, have you ever been to the Radius in Valparaiso? Hello? Well, they dropped off?
No, she's good.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, have you ever been to the Radius in Valpo?
No, I haven't. And my husband loves hamburgers of any sort. And probably one of his favorites was we had visited family down in Alabama, and it was just a little small diner. They had a thing called a tornado. It had a pound of really good, juicy beef on it, And the way you're describing some of your burgers that are just everyday menu things, I'm sure he would definitely would love to go there and try them. Oh. But I'm curious, what are some of the sides that you offer to go with your delicious burgers?
That's a great question. Of course, we have our fries, and you could actually upgrade those to an Irish fry or garlic parmesan fries. Mm. That's pretty much popular. Mm-hmm. I sell a lot of garlic parm fries. We roast our garlic, and then with the parmesan, put it on. It's great. Excellent. Also, we have an in-house. We make our own coleslaw. It does have Brussels sprouts in it, mm-hmm. but you can hardly tell. But the flavor and the juice of it is great. We also make roasted broccoli, parmesan, garlic parmesan broccoli.
That's good. And the cauliflower?
Yep.
Oh.
So that broccoli, I tell you, you know, you go everywhere and you get steamed broccoli. I wanted to do something special and something different, tasteful. So what I do is I roast the broccoli, and then I put my garlic parmesan right on top of that.
That all sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to make it better for you. You know that. Because Chris, from the Radius in Valparaiso there, is going to send you out a gift card.
And he could try the Big Brisket Burger. We have this new burger. It's the Big Brisket Burger. Excellent.
Yes.
So we make our own brisket, and we put it on top of the burger with an onion ring and our homemade barbecue sauce.
Sounds great.
Excellent burger.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Have a
thank
good
you.
Weekend.
You too.
We only got like not even 15 minutes left. Did it go by quick?
Oh, man, so it's going.
Alyssa's not nervous anymore. Kathy's ready to do the Susta. We're all ready.
Over here laughing away. And
so let me ask you this.
I'm sweating. Yeah, you know, there's
well,
a lot of sweat
Chris, here's something that maybe is for the time because they did, I guess, get some spies out of Russia. But the Moscow Mule. What is a Moscow Mule?
That's one of our most popular drinks. I wanted to specialize in something besides the Bloody Marys, but our Moscow Mules it comes in a copper cup. And what the special is the ginger beer that you put in it. So you get a vodka, you could even do whiskey, you could even put bourbon, whatever you want in it with the ginger beer and some lime juice. Right now on our menu, we have a triple berry mule.
Mm.
One of the best mules. Ask my wife on that one.
Okay.
She loves that one.
you say it with a smile.
Yeah.
You know, Sharon, we're running out of time, to be honest with you. Sharon, we got another call. This is going to be our last caller.
No,
I'm sorry,
folks.
We got two more. These are the last two.
So,
go ahead.
Okay, Zach.
Zach, how are you?
Doing really well.
You snuck right in underneath the line.
I've always come in on time.
Okay, so what's up?
So I just tuned in, but I did hear you guys have a Bloody Marys there, and I don't know why. All of a sudden, I've been on such a Bloody Mary kick, but all the places you go to, there's a really good place anyway, the point is, it seems like they just put everything in these Bloody Marys, you know, everything in the kitchen sink. So, what do you guys, how do you do your Bloody Marys at your place?
Well, we have, like I said, we have three different sizes, or 16 ounce, just as our regular Bloody Mary. It's a nice flavor to it. It's not overpowering with alcohol or tomatoes. We do put a skewer with that and a bacon strip.
Sounds really
okay.
Good. So what we're gonna do, Zach, is we're gonna send you out a gift card to the Radius out of Valparaiso, downtown Valparaiso, and you get a chance to try that Bloody Mary, any size you'd like.
Yeah, we do Bloody Marys on Tuesday.
Okay.
It's $5 Bloody Marys. Okay. So you can't go wrong.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead. We got another caller?
Yeah, we do. Okay, thanks a lot, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Cool.
Who do we got?
Now we've got Joan from Maryville.
Joan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Getting ready for that game tonight?
Oh, definitely.
I know. Those are some big boys out there.
Oh, yes, they are. It looks like they're corn-fed.
So you have a question for Chris?
Well, I know I like his Bloody Marys and his calamari, the Radius Burger. And I was listening to Zach about the Bloody Marys, and that would have been my question, what all you put in it, you know, but that I already heard the answer to that.
So do you go to the Radius often?
I've gone there a few times.
Okay. What's the item do you like the most off his menu? That you got more than just once.
The chicken sandwich.
The chicken sandwich. And which chicken sandwich was that?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
What a quiz.
Margarita chicken and bacon.
The margarita. You know what Chris is
saying?
You know what he's saying to me is don't people should come and try something different every time.
You know what? Sometimes people don't. They come in and they get the same thing. And if they're stuck on it and they love it, then, hey, I'll give them whatever they want.
So are you stuck on those Bloody Marys?
Oh, I love a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Okay, so what kind of garnishes go on it, or do you remember?
Well, I like the traditional, you know, like the olives, the celery, maybe like the sausage sticks and some cheese. But I don't like all the great big stuff like the, you know, I don't think I could finish a whole one with like the chicken wings and the sandwich and all that.
You know, that's what Chris shoots for, that you can't finish it. Then he feels satisfied that he's fed you and gave you something to take home, too.
Well, I guess I can understand that, but chances are away a good drink.
Oh, no, the drink you can put, oh, you can't put in a cup and take it.
Does it have a spicy kick to it? Does any of your Bloody Marys have a spicy kick?
You can make it regular or you can make it spicy. Nice. You got your choice.
Spicy.
Yeah, yum.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to entice you with a gift card from the Radius out of Valparaiso, downtown Valparaiso, and it'll be coming out to you in a few weeks. How's that sound?
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
You know what? Thank you for calling in and have a great day.
I'm looking forward to going to see the Just a steal.
That's what we're going to talk about. Yeah. Hey, that, you know what? Are you?
Thank you.
You must be sitting here in the studio with us and reading my notes.
Oh, I've been following this for the past few weeks and everything, so I'm excited about it.
Okay, let's Chris talk about that. Okay. So, what's the event coming up, Chris?
Okay, right now it's going to be next Saturday, the 21st, and it's going to be at the Bulldog Pavilion over there in Crown Point, the new one that they just built. It's called Chefs of Steel. There's seven chefs in the local region that we're going to be competing. It starts at 4 o'clock. It's 4 to 9. It is open to the public, no charge. But if you could bring some food for the food pantry, that's what we're looking for.
Okay.
You know, to raise some money for that food pantry. So just bring some canned goods and stuff and get in free. And there's going to be a beer garden. There's going to be some food trucks and different kinds of stuff. But the main thing is that we're going to be on stage, cooking live in front of people. It's Chefs of Steel. So
what are you going to be cooking? I mean, what's
we don't know. It's going to be like, you know, the Chopped on TV.
Or what is that chef show they used to do from Japan where they would just show an octopus and everything?
Yeah, Iron Chef.
Yeah, Iron Chef.
Yeah, yeah. But this is more like Chopped. You're going to get a basket, you open it up, and you got, I don't know what the time limit is, 45 minutes or an hour, and then you have to make something.
Oh, so you don't even know what they're
doing. I don't even know what, you know.
So it might not even be burgers or...
Could be anything.
Really?
So, yeah.
Can I get? I'm going to go up there and start screaming, though. You know what I mean? Like, just like Ramsay. I'll just start pounding my knife, say, hurry up, you got 5 minutes, you burnt it.
Yeah.
Something like that. So what's the prize?
It really is just recognition, bragging rights, and you do get an award and a chef coat.
Okay.
I think there's a chef coat, a special one. You know, I'm just going to go out and do what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I just come up with ideas and you know, I just want to have fun with it.
It seems like that would be so hard, though, to, you know, be given a couple of ingredients and having to come up with something.
You know, I watch it on TV all the time. So, I mean, if, you know, you just...
See, I'm awful with that.
Yeah.
I'm awful. I got to have some time to think about it.
Yeah.
That's just how I am. But there's other people. That, and you know what's good?
I wish I had that kind of
Chris has got that Greek background to him. So he can put a Mediterranean flair on something.
Absolutely.
Or he can.
I would have thought Italian. No.
No.
Well, I think I'm a little bit Italian.
We probably all are. Aren't we all Italian? Probably.
I'm a Greek Italian. Hey.
Yeah.
So say again. When is that?
It's Saturday, the 21st, at the Bulldog Pavilion, from 4 to 9. It starts at 4. Come on out. It's going to be a good time.
So let me ask you this: you've been written up in another paper recently.
Yes.
And what was that at?
That was in the Times.
Okay.
Because the Times and the South Shore Convention is actually sponsoring this event. Jewel Osco as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put a full pantry, so we could, you know, run and get food and whatever spices. And,
are you allowed to have a helper?
Yes. Yes.
Is Alyssa helping you?
No. I want to win.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was mean.
Yeah, I got my guy Luis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we got another caller, but before that, why don't you give everyone, again, the location, hours of operation, a phone number, because they can call an RSVP, right?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
I mean, you take reservations?
Yes, we're on open table as well.
Okay. You also have, like, maybe an outdoor seating area. Do you have that?
Yes.
And where's it? Yeah, out back, out front?
It's in the front.
In the front?
Oh, yeah. It's one of...
I'm rushing through this because we got so many callers that called in, which is great, and there was so much to cover. Do you do any live entertainment?
Yes.
Okay.
We have live entertainment on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
you know, sometimes Saturdays.
Okay.
But mainly on Fridays, I have like
acoustic or stuff?
Yes, acoustic. I have Angelo Chicos. He's one of my top performers. Dan Reason, Doug Reba. I got Soulshine.
Okay.
Naughty comes out. Naughty okay. Light, not the big full band, but the smaller version of them.
My son's best friend, his father is the bass player in Naughty.
Okay.
They're really, really good band.
Really great. Everybody's
nice.
Great.
Yeah, we have Nico from Crown Point.
Nico. So, Nico, how are you doing?
Good.
So, I got a feeling you're related, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I got a feeling you're related to Alyssa. Which
yeah.
makes you related to Kathy.
Yep.
And your father is probably Cristo.
Yeah.
So what suggestion do you have for your dad now you're on the live radio and you can give a suggestion and he can't give you a look?
What?
I knew he was going to say that.
No suggestions? How old are you, Nico, now?
13.
13. You help your father out at the restaurant?
Sometimes.
Yeah, he eats good.
Good.
Oh, well, good. Taster.
He's my taste tester. Yeah.
So anyways, we're getting low on time. So Nico, thanks for calling in, okay? And you know, I would send you a gift card, but your dad's got them, so
yeah,
he'll give you one.
You don't even pay anyway, so
yeah.
Thanks, Nico.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. So some of your big challenges right now?
Keeping up with the times.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's always some kind of new trend coming out there, and you know, I'm coming out with some new appetizers. I'm going to be working with I want to do a Korean barbecue flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work on that as well as El Pastor tacos. So it's a lot of things I want
to
do.
And we're going to get back right here to your location address, your hours of operation, your phone number so they can call in for a reservation. And if you have a website, give it to us.
Okay. It's 15 East Lincoln Way, Valparaiso. Our phone number is 219-299-2551. Call in, make reservations. You can go on Open Table as well. Hours of operation, we open up every day at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. Dinner during the week is till 9, Fridays and Saturdays till 10. But I'm working on an after-hours menu as well from 10 to 12.
And we got maybe a minute left. Who do you want to thank?
I want to thank everybody, you know, especially my customers. You know, they made me who I am today, coming in, supporting me, the loyalty. I love it. Of course, my family, my wife, for supporting me through all these endeavors I have done, my mom, my dad, of course, my kids.
Yeah, you need that team support, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Well, I want to thank Alyssa. I want to thank Kathy.
And my grandma, and your Greek grandma.
Your Yaya.
Yeah, my Yaya.
And I want to thank Chris Pavlos for coming on the station here today from the Radius out of Valparaiso, downtown Valparaiso. We tried all his food. Great food, tastes great. The atmosphere is great. Great burgers, great pastas, great chicken, side dishes. And from what I hear, probably one of the best Bloody Marys around. So thank you guys
nice.
For coming in.
Nice
thank
job.
You. There's something for everybody.
There's something for everybody. Out there. And I also want to thank you, the listeners, for listening in to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. I want you to tune in next week. We're going to have Garwood Farms on. Going to talk pumpkins and apples. But tonight, remember, it's game night. We got Tommy and we got Wayne. They're going to be talking about all the football games, the high school games that are going on.
Yep.
And that's exciting. I love watching that. They're on a TV on 56.1. I don't have cable. That's what I watch it on. And I'm sorry if you're calling in, but we're out of time today.
Yeah, we are.
You know, need to call in a little bit earlier next time. So I want to thank everyone out there in Radio Land. Join us next week. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Yasu.